Yes, a very good afternoon to you. Good morning, good evening, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful continent. Yes, from South Africa, man, to Mozambique, Seychelles or Seychelles, Mauritius, Malawi, Zimbabwe, Angola, DRC, Guinea, Sudan, South Sudan, all of you, man, to Gambia, to Mauritania, to Morocco, to Egypt. Good afternoon to you. Good evening to you. Welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Gamekulunkwanyo Kalamangulu Kangino Menwa. And this is our segment, man, from 1800 to 1900. I get to give my thoughts. I get to give my hypothesis. I get to give my opinion on economic matters and issues that affect us. I get to criticize you. I get to criticize me. I get to criticize us. I get to give my opinion, I get to give my solution and my suggestion. How do we move forward? How do we build a better Africa? And I think that is the main aim for this conversation, for every day being here, for inviting guests, for getting entrepreneurs to come and talk about their business. That is the main aim, that is the main goal. So for today, it's me, and I'm going to look at something that pains me, and it inflicts so very painful wounds when I get to hear my leaders speaking, when I get to listen to the public and to my fellow young people and to myself whining and crying. And I get to this level and I sit and I realize, like, I have to work. And I'm delivering this hypothesis or this suggestion today because I looked at myself this week. I'm whining and I'm complaining to my friends and to my peers to say, guys, I'm tired, I'm grinding, I'm trying, and things are not working. And I realize I'm at the best state of my life as a young man, because youth stage only come once. So when I have realized that this is the only time that I have, I know my portfolio is not grown, my asset base are not yet there, but I'm still in my prime and I have to try. So then now I get to such a certain point that we as a continent, we as a country, we have to work and to deliver the economy that we want and that we want to see. So then my question comes, why are you wishing for things to change? Who is going to change them? Why are our politicians and our leaders and the bank managers and bank whatever and minister of finance and minister of what? Why are we all wishing? Why are we all asking who is going to change the economic scenarios and the economic circumstances if it's not us? If you listen to the president, if you listen to the ministers, everyone is demanding. Everyone is saying we gotta change, we gotta do what? Guys, who are you asking, man? Who are you asking? Who are you telling? You are the leader, Namibia is yours. You are the headman, you are the constituency councillor, you are the governor of the region, you are the Ministry of Mines and Energy, you are the Ministry of Trade. So when you are delivering your speech and you are telling people to do certain things, who are you telling to do certain things if you are sitting on top of the mountain, if you are on the steering wheel, if you are the one who can brake or accelerate the car? Who are you asking to change the economic circumstances of your people? To the young people, you have graduated, you got a degree, you got a diploma, you are now educated, I assume. Why are we wishing for things to change if we are not going to get involved? And I'm not preaching just because I'm sitting on top somewhere. No, I'm doing whatever I need to do. Perhaps I'm not doing it the best. Perhaps I'm not utilizing myself as I want to. But I'm grinding. I'm selling. I'm trading. I'm consulting. I'm trying. And that is what I'm asking every young person to do. Because I've realized nobody's coming for Africa, nobody's coming for Namibia, and everybody who's coming to Namibia is just coming to take. Because we have invited them. Because we have developed a dependency syndrome. Because there is a certain mindset among ourselves that is just asking, that is just wishing. What do you think is going to change things if it's not you and me? Why are you not getting involved? Why are you not innovating? Who are you asking, man? That is the key question. Look, I'm so puzzled by ourselves. I'm so puzzled by African leaders. I'm so puzzled by African youth. I'm so puzzled by the public, by the African people, by the populace themselves. Why are you demanding things? Why are you asking things? From whom are you asking? And as I said already, that it's not because I'm doing it better than you. It's not because I'm innovating. It's not because I'm solving things. I'm also just realizing this, that Africa is just asking. Africa is just sitting around and asking. Africa is not doing anything to change their own cause. The medication you are getting, the iron, everything you are getting from somebody. And the main problem, the issue, the root of this problem is because you have developed a dependency syndrome. And we are nurturing it every day. Your leader, listen to any minister speaking. They are all saying, we should do what? Something should be done. Something should be done by whom? By who? If it's not you, is the key question. If it's not by you, who should do it? Who should change it? You are on top of everything that needs to be done. You are the policymaker. You are the headman, you are the counselor, you are the governor, you are the minister, you are the technocrat, you are the graduate, you are the academic, you are the professor at the University of Namibia, of IUM. Who are you asking to change things? If you are the teacher, teach the kids so they become the type of people that you want to see. If you are the lecturer, do the research and solve the problems. If you are the pharmacist, get into clinical pharmacology and start doing. Why are we just asking people to do things for us? It doesn't make sense. Every Namibian is crying, the economy is not what, the economy is not what. But what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? And if you listen to everybody, you can see these people don't want to do anything. These people are used to be given everything. And that's why when you come to the radio, everyone is calling on government. Government, government. Because that is what they are used to. They are not used to solving problems. They are not used to creating things that they use. And it hurts. It's very disappointing. It hurts. We are wishing for an economic miracles. And that's why I keep saying, I don't think we know the basic about building an economy. And that's why it hurts. To see us at the level where we are as a country that have universities and colleges and vocational training centers and everything, but we are still wishing. Then why are we training ourselves? Why are we capacitating ourselves? Every problem that Africa has, every problem that Namibia has, somebody always has to come and solve it for us. Then why are we meeting? Why are we going through capacity building and all this bunch of nonsense called meetings and the seminars that we are attending? Then what are we trying to solve, man? Why are we wishing for economic miracles and not making it happen for ourselves?
So now the key question stands among all of us. And actually, the platform is created for all of us to see and actually to interrogate that, are we going to be remaining at this certain stage? Are we going to remain in this certain mindset of just actually giving speeches and demanding for changes to happen? I do not know from where. And also to ex-product development, to expect industrialization, to expect problems to be solved, economic problem, livelihood to change, employment creation, export diversification to happen, all these things, why do we keep wishing? If you listen to our leaders, everyone is just telling somebody to do something. And that's why now I'm at this stage to say, what do we think is going to solve our problem? And that's why I'm saying that. And this has created now a problematic mindset among our leaders. Because wherever they go, they are just begging. No, Africa want what? Africa want what? Namibia can use what? Why don't we create this mindset that the problem that we face of value addition, water problem, electricity, and product development, research, medication, all this pharmaceutical product that we need, We needed to create a different strategy where we look at our ability. You know, when we conducted the Harvard Lab, we asked them to say, what do you think Namibia can do? What do you think, at what stage are we in terms of mineral beneficiation and product development? And the Harvard Lab, those colleagues gave us a very beautiful map or assessment to say that you are at this stage. This is what you can do. This is what you can do. This is what you cannot do. This is how far perhaps you are or not. So why don't we use such a, and I haven't seen that report being utilized at the highest level. Because I think it's the best assessment that was done on us. They look at our industry, they look at our ability, capital, blah, blah, and all that and all that. And they made it clear that this is what you can do, or this is the stage where you are. But if you listen now to our leaders and certain facilitators of trade and economic matters, they are not looking at this report and utilizing and telling Namibians, telling graduates, telling young people, telling the youth, telling everyone to say, Namibia is at this juncture or this stage. If we want to move in that direction, reach industrialization goals, and start solving our own clinical problem and pharmaceutical problems and whatever, whatever, this is what we need to do. I want us to follow strategy like when we started our own university, the medical university and the dentistry school that we had. We looked at, okay, cool, we keep importing doctors and whatever and experts. So let us start the school. And I think that is the same idea that I have. Let us be deliberate that we need to industrialize, right? Okay, cool. What are those things that are needed for industrialization? Where should we get the capital? Where will we get the machinery? Where will we get the people? Then we say, okay, cool. It's the vocational school that are very important for value addition, because these are the people who can process, the assemble, and build. So, okay, cool. Then what do we need to give them? Is it incubation centers? Is it capital? Is it electricity? Free land? Free what? Then we implement. Unlike now, now we are floating in the air. Namibia has no direction, I'm sorry to say this. Namibia has only documentation that they have no implementation plan. What we did with the medical school should be the same model of solving every problem that we have. Let us be deliberate. And I'm going to use a classical example of probably tomorrow or the next day of Fabu Farm. The tender which is given to Fabu Farm. I'm going to explain it to everyone. And why do I think it's a good decision? Because we are being deliberate to build the industry and to solve the problem that we have. You cannot be saying that you keep importing avocado, you keep importing oranges to South Africa, but all you do is nothing. No, it doesn't make sense. You keep wishing that, no, we reduce our import, Will you reduce your import by not making noise or crying and writing long speeches? It's for you to position your people that are willing to farm. You give them the land and the water and the capital that they need and the skill set. I think this should be the direction that we need to do. No more running around the world, negotiating, begging China, begging USA to do this and this for you. No, be deliberate in your effort. Inspire the young people. We have leaders in position that are unable to inspire the young people to innovate and to create. Because the leaders are begging. The leaders are begging and begging left, right. And to me, we are being wishful in terms of our economic transformation. Because when you go to Bank of Namibia and say, can we move away from the peg? Everyone will look at you like, are you crazy? You are not well informed. You are not what? But I'm saying, can we start a conversation that will prepare us that when that day comes, we are ready to deling ourselves? But we are so shy. We are so scared to have a realistic conversation to say, is it feasible? Can it make commercial sense? Let us sit down and assess the data that we have. When will we be ready to stand on our own in terms of our currency? So we reduced the risk of South Africa coughing and we also sneeze. We are so wishful that the things will just be okay. South Africa will always be fine. We are not ready to solve our own problems. Beautiful people. We need to have difficult conversations. So the key question now is, as a country, as leaders, as students, as graduates, must we keep wishing that some economic emancipation is going to come from somewhere? That is the key question I want us to ask ourselves, so that when we meet, so that when we sit down, we have a direction and a purpose of what we want to achieve. We cannot keep wishing that the things are going to improve at an economic level. We cannot keep wishing we produce more food, we produce more mango, or more maize, or more pasta, or more fruit by wishing and by visiting so many international fairs, by engaging in diplomatic engagement and holding seminars and conferences. No, we have to decide and have a direction and a purpose. Like when we started our university of the medical school, we decided and we implemented. Now we have so many doctors that are being trained, so many nurses, so many dentists, so many pharmacists. But before then, we used to send them to Western Cape and University of Cape Town in South Africa to train us pharmacists and doctors. But now we are doing it ourselves. And that is the deliberate That is the deliberate decision that we have to make at every level. So we have to stop with this begging and crying and whining. We have to stop with this whining. No, Namibia need to what? Namibia need... No, you are putting embargoes not to export your lithium, but have you prepared the capital? Have you prepared the land? You are crying that Namibians are not utilizing their mineral license. What have you done? What have you put in place? Me as a student, me as a graduate, when I'm graduating, did we meet this any ground that you from the commerce, you from the mining, go meet the Minister of Mines so they can tell you what is available for you graduate? You from the vocational school, go meet DBN as you graduate so you get to hear what does DBN has for you as a technical graduate. Beautiful people. We need to understand, we need to talk, we need to be deliberate. Not just presenting and crying and pointing fingers among ourselves. Okay, cool. Namibia Statistic Agency is releasing statistics. Bank of Namibia is releasing statistics. Everyone is doing an assessment. But who is ensuring that those gaps, deficit and shortage that exist are being solved is the question. Those are the key questions. Those are the critical questions we need to ask ourselves. Who is making sure when we say there is a deficit, there is a gap, there is a shortfall. Namibia Agronomic Board, I'm proud of you to say you are going around the country telling the farmers, telling the potential farmers, those who have land, to say that, guys, there is a market in Europe, there is a market in Namibia. We can get you the seed, we can get you the training, we can get you all the standards, we can link you to Namibia standard institutions. Those are the deliberate effort I want to see and hear. Beautiful people. We need to be serious and deliberate on our effort. Otherwise, stop whining and stop crying. Because we have now three groups of crying people. The politicians. Then you have the public. Then you have the young people. So now the key question we should ask, who is supposed to be listening to our cry and implementing? Eagle FM did their part to say we're going to create a platform so you talk, so you discuss, so you engage, so you discuss, so you correct each other and teach each other. That was a deliberate effort from Waleng and everybody who assisted him to say, come and talk about economic matters, not for the sake of it, is to teach and guide yourself on the way forward.
So, you Minister of Mines, what have you done? You Bank of Namibia, what have you done in facilitating deliberate effort to change the structure of the Namibian economy, to change the financial sector, to change the banking ownership? And I see Bank of Namibia have made some decisions in terms of banks' ownership. And I love that and I appreciate that. What else are we doing to create a new financial product that will deepen our market, our stock exchange? Our stock exchange is now just in the hands of 5 brokers. So Bank of Namibia, how are you opening up the Namibian Stock Exchange to any Namibian to participate? So I can buy my shares without going through a stock broker that I have to pay. What are you doing in terms of that financial inclusivity? Apart from just you starting a bank account for me, I want to buy my shares without going through a stock broker. Rather than us giving speeches about financial inclusion, what are we doing? Me, myself, you, me, you. When are we sitting and coming up to say, okay, we have a problem. There are Namibian people who want to participate in the stock exchange. How can we allow them? How can we allow them? What can we do? Is a key question. I don't want people crying. I don't want you telling me about the financial exclusiveness. No, I want me and you to discuss. We have a graduate from UNAM who did economics and financial analysis. How can we allow them to participate in Namibian Stock Exchange? To buy shares? To trade them? Because they did economics, they understand it. They did corporate finance. But why do they have to be limited to go to a broker? Why do they have to be employed by a broker? Why do they need to look for a job when there is a stock exchange? Beautiful people. So we need to have this conversation. Namibia need to stop begging. Namibia need to stop crying. The young people need to stop crying. They need to focus on creating solutions. And we are ready, some of us are ready. But it needs you policymakers and facilitators to be ready. Because if we have facilitators that are crying and traveling all over the world begging, they will not pay attention to the young people. And the young people have solutions. And the young people have ideas. So it means the mindset of people in NIPDB, the people in Ministry of Trade, the people at State House, the people in all ministries are the first one to change their mindset, the begging mindset. The narrative that only people from Canada can find gold. Let us go tell them. The narrative that only China can come up with a uranium mine. It's you guys who first need to change your mindset. Once you change that, even Namibians can build a mine, then you will come at the table to talk to me first. So those are the type of engagement we should have as a country.
So as a, look, I'm listening to everyone speak, even though not everyone, but I'm reading speeches. I'm reading what is being presented out there. I'm looking at the outcry. I'm looking at the anger. I'm looking at everybody worried. But the key question is, maybe we were not corrected in our, how many years, 14 years of education, how many, I don't know, that you are being trained or capacitated to go solve certain societal issues. But now we went to school, but now we want somebody to solve that particular problem. There is now a certain narrative that created. You go to school, then you come and sit and you wait for job opportunity. And I think that is a wrong mentality we are creating. We need to stop this thing, go look for a job. The economy is not solved by jobs. The economy is solved by creating value. And there are so many ways to create value, 3 ways. Okay, cool. You can render your services as labor. You can create a product or a service. But are we giving those 3 options in our schools, in our capacity building, in our training all over? Are we creating such? Are we making noise about such basic about the building an economy? That's why now you have people in parliament right now. And if you give any one of them a chance to give a speech, they will demand, let us do what. Then you look at him or her to say, but dude, you are in parliament, the lawmaking body. Then you will hear a judge saying, we need to improve the judicial system. No, you are.
within the judicial system, improve it. You are within that. Improve it. So you can't say somebody should come and join you in the judicial system to improve it. If you are in, if you are the judge, if you are within the justice ministry. You cannot be in the ministry trade and you are coming to give a speech. Yes, we need to add more value. We need... No, dude. You see, we in the ministry, we are facilitating this and this and this. So I cannot be at Eagle FM, and I'm saying Eagle FM is not reporting on SMEs. I cannot be crying about no report on SMEs when I am in Eagle FM and I facilitate conversations. So we need to change the way we are talking to each other. We need to change the way we look at the economy and how it needs to be built. So I think the secret is in our conversation. The secret is in our tongue. And I'm just not preaching this because I'm now a better man or I'm now a better youth. No, I have realized for the past week, I got so busy to hustle because I needed some money and I'm not meeting my expenses. And as I whine every day when I go home late, I have realized I need to work. I need to make things happen for me and whatever I want. There is nobody coming. And if we can take this statement to the highest level that, guys, at the government level, at the continental level, at the country level, no other nation will come to solve your economic problem in the best interest more than you. So that's why at the personal level, at the individual level, we are grinding. Now imagine if we put all that grind together, we will realize whatever we want. We will add value to uranium and enrich it ourselves. We don't care what the USA say or whoever says. No. Because in an economy, in economics, there is only you. Economics about self-interest. That is what they are calling rationality. Now you as a country, how are you rational at the highest level when you are unable to come at people and solve your food problem? You having 11 green schemes and you are failing to utilize them efficiently. You are not rational. You are not selfish. And it depends on how you view things. If we all understand the cornerstone of economics, colleagues, it's about the self-interest. And as a country, for the past 33 years, you are buying oranges from South Africa. When Itumeb is so fertile and good for growing orange, it means you hate each other. It means you are not deliberate enough. That is what it means. Nothing more and nothing strange. It just means you are not a loving person. And if you are begging South Africa to date to give you Panado, simple paracetamol, for 33 years, and if you are against any company which is producing product here and you do not want to buy from it as a consumer, you don't like yourself. Because guys, when we are talking about the trade deficit, export and import, we are saying, guys, we need to do something. Not the presentations and academic writing and quoting, no. Real decision making and moves and effort at the country level. When you are running a prison in Ondangba, in Hobabis, and you do not want to buy tomatoes from your farmers, and you are calling yourself a Namibian as a leader, there is something wrong with you. You are the problem. And your excuses to say they are expensive. Maybe you should understand them why they are expensive. And if you are the person giving a tender to somebody else and saying, they do not have capacity and you haven't done anything to improve their capacity, you are the problem. You are the same person who is experiencing some dysfunctional mind that economic transformation is going to happen when the transformation is supposed to start with you giving a tender. Giving a tender to that person and capacitating him and guiding him on how to produce this particular product and how to build the road. You are the person wishing and praying that the economic transformation of Africa comes. You are the problem because you are sitting at the right place to enable skill transfer. You are the person. You are sitting at the right place to make sure capital is distributed and it goes to those that want it. And you are thinking economic transformation will come from Russia, will come from China, will come from UK, will come from some conferences that are being held in Italy that says Africa what? You think when you are now having an African summit hosted by the US, it is economic transformation. Dude, no. No. You are the banker. You are the financier. You have all the power for economic transformation in Namibia and in Africa. It's you. Nobody else. And if you're not doing it, you are the person who is wishing and praying that economic transformation happen. And economic transformation will not happen through prayers. No matter how many churches you guys are going to build and the Bible verses you quote all morning as a leader, as a minister, and you're thinking how it will change. No, it's only effort and deliberate effort and collaboration and willingness and selfishness to believe in Africa and to believe in Namibia. The USA is the most selfish country. They will tell you that you are jeopardizing the USA foreign interest. Now, you as a country, in your servant country, and you are putting the interest of a certain nation above yours, you are the problem. Wishing and hoping economic transformation is happening. When you are putting the self-interest of a certain nation ahead of yours, you are the problem.
I have said this before. I have said this before to say that when you have your population and when there is a problem that arises, the first thing that they say is government. Where is government? Then you have a problem. And I'm repeating it again. Because when you have a population and the public and your individual and the young people, and when there is an issue, we run to government, then there is a problem. It means that we have a mindset problem. We do not understand how the economy is built. And I'm not saying I understand it better than you. I'm also just learning and I'm coming to these conclusions. The government is supposed to provide an environment that will enable me and you to work. And when that environment is now not there, then we ask the policymaker. But if we haven't even identified where the problem is and we run to government, then there is a problem. Because first we're supposed to arrive at, okay, cool, there is no water in our region, right? And what is it now? Can it be a private good that it can be supplied at the private level, or can it be a public good that can be supplied at only at the public level and nobody can be excluded? Are we able to provide the water? Is the environment clear? Is the policy and the application and the documentation clear? Can I go to NAMWATER and take a pipe to my village and make everyone pay a $2 for it? Is there a modality like that so I can provide this particular product? Because now we are having villages with no water because we have limited the production or the supply of water to NAMWATER alone. But can we create an environment, because NAMWATER is not perhaps coming on time, or they have so many villages to take care of? Can the public intervene like what we did with the supply of electricity? There was that autonomy that only NAMPOWER can do what in the red. Then we came up with a beautiful modality that you can buy now a transformer. And anybody who's going to get your electricity from it, they pay to you. So to me, we should be actually looking at the solution. When a problem arises, we say, what can we do? I want us to start there. What can we do? For me, there is the most important thing. As you call on this radio every day, with a problem in your village, in your constituency, in wherever, can we ask this, what can we do?
as an either you become an entrepreneur, or you become an activist, or you become a concerned citizen, or you report it, whatever. What can we do to solve this issue?
No matter how much or how many times we pray and we give long speeches and we keep wishing and we shout to each other and we hate each other, it will not solve our economic problems. It won't. It will remain. And it's actually now creating a mentality within our leaders. They are now just going to Europe to look for solutions. Yes, I understand the green hydrogen is so complicated. But man, I want you to engage UNAM more. I wanted the conversation to be between you and UNAM. I wanted the conversation to be between UNAM and DBN. I want the conversation to be between you, UNAM, DBN, and asset managers. I want us to change the mandate for unlisted space. That is us answering the question, what can we do? I wanted the solution to be Namibian orientated and coming from here. I'm not saying it's so wrong, it's so what for you to keep running to Europe for solution. No. I want you to run to Europe for offtake agreement. Let them just buy the finished product. Please. I want us to start changing how we look at the problem that exists in our economy. I want us to change our mindset when you look at Europe and the USA and China. So we can choose the type of solution that we want from them. So they can actually fill the gap where we can't. Because we have already concluded that we can't in anything. Because if a country is changing its communal laws, land laws, just to accommodate foreign investors, to me is the biggest insult. It means we have a problem when it comes to thinking. It means we are not understanding what the economy needs from us. I do not get it. I do not get it. And that's what I'm saying, that when the leadership at the highest level is the one which is not believing in the youth and the public that they have and within themselves, then you are going to have a problem. And I'm challenging any of you, if you think I'm insulting any of your leaders, I'm challenging any of you to come. You can send a message to Eagle FM via our SMS line. Send it to directly to Kanjengo and challenge me to say, Kanjengo, you are lying. We have leaders that believe in Namibian people. They are doing this and this. If all your ministry, strategic ministries, are always going outside to look for solution, to assemble a tractor, to give away a green scheme, to solve the water problem, then there is a problem within your leadership. They are the one who have a bad mentality and narrative on economic building. Because you cannot tell me that you cannot organize Namibian people to run a green scheme. They can. They can. And that's what I'm saying, that now we have three people that are crying. You have the public that is suffering. You have the young people that are suffering. And you have the leadership. The leadership does not know that the solution exists in Namibia. Then the first thing, whenever there is a problem, they always run outside. And that is what I want to change. That you cannot wish and pray away your economic problems. You have to face them. We have to face them. We have to talk to each other. We have to sit down and solve it. And say, what can we do? I was in a meeting some other day, and I was about to get angry. And this man, he said something that I love, that, okay, now we are here. I wanted to see how can we move forward. And in my anger and my stubbornness, I calmed down. I slowed down. He said, now we are here. How can we move forward? That is what I wanted to hear. Okay, now drought. What can we do? Which farm is irrigating and producing enough? How many of you can we organize to produce more potatoes
So he can distribute the potato instead of maize meal since maize meal is not enough. Now that we are here, we discovered oil, we have discovered the green hydrogen can be produced here. What can we do as a country? What can we do? Minister of Trade, Minister of Finance and National Planning, sit down. Talk to UNAM, talk to IUM, talk to NAST. What can we do? No prayers, no wishful thinking, no long speeches. Talk to NAST. NAST, what do you have? IUM, what do you have? Valombola Vocational Training, what do you have? Now that we are here with oil and gas, no need to run. Why are we running? Why are we running? Why are we going to ask questions somewhere? Why don't we start with ourselves now that we are here? I tell people who get to meet me that I know I don't have so much. I know that I'm not at the level where that I want to be. But if there is one thing I'm grateful for, everything that I'm getting or I got in life, guys, it was somebody who took a chance on me. It was someone who took a chance on me. Somebody just gave me a chance. Now, can we give Namibia a chance to process lithium, to build a refinery for gold, just like Rwanda, Uganda did? Now Museveni is there just breaking. I love the man. Because he made it happen, they are refining gold. Can we give Namibia a chance at a shot at building its own economy? Can you just stop and slow down? Don't go benchmark anywhere yet. Don't go slow down and give Namibia a chance. When I started writing, I was in my village, Kokwalondo. Went to Ondambo one day and I got a call from my friend that, Kanjengo, we love economics. Come and write. I'll talk to my friend, the Namibian. Because that girl knows I love economics. Then voila, I came to Windhoek and I was writing. Because somebody knew that I have that and I can be transformed. So how come whenever there is a problem in the Namibian economy, why do you always run away and go look for solution from someone? Why when you are discovering oil and gas, why are you not talking to NAST? Why are you not talking to IUM and vocational and IUM and everybody? Why are you going somewhere? Guys, why? My leadership, why are you always going somewhere? The people are in here. The graduates are in here. The professors are in here. Now you are just posting prayers and motivational. I want you guys to stop. I want all of us to stop. Can we give each other a chance to build our economy? I don't want to hear the public crying. I don't want to hear the youth crying. I don't want to hear any leader begging and giving some useless speeches anyway, demanding for changes. When he is the change? Beautiful people. We are the change. We are the agent of change. We are the agent of change. Give Namibia a shot, man. Give Namibia a shot. No wishful thinking. No, there is no way in hell and in heaven China is going to solve your problems. There is no way in hell and in heaven and anywhere else and at the ocean and wherever the USA is going to have your best interest. There is no way Netherlands and Russia and whoever will have your best interest. It will just be you. So stop running to them to solve your problem and start with yourself. Capital, skill, start with yourself. They started with themselves. They manage to come up with the machines themselves. So it's on you. Why did we make Africa to be so vulnerable? Africa does not have what? Africa does not have what? Nah, man, it's pathetic. It's annoying. What does Africa have? Africa is almost millions of brain cells that needed to be utilized. Africa has all the brain, young brain that need to be utilized. Turn back and talk to them and create an environment that will make them think. Please, man. Just stop. Just stop taking, going in a plane and going to Europe for solutions. Come. The young people are here. Africa is the youngest continent. That means we have the fresh brain that can be molded and transformed in any how that you want. Please, just talk to us. Just create the environment. Stop worrying. Create the environment. Build incubation centers. Make capital available. Expand the VTCs. Make books very cheaper. Make a certificate and diploma accessible. Teach us in our vernaculars, we will transform. Give us the equipment. Bring us to the table. Allow us to play around with equipment until we learn. Give us the computers so we can code. Stop wishing. The only solution lies within ourselves. Not anywhere.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewetike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali mbali no heali ileko berewa nora etatu natu mbali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
As you say, that everything that I have learned or managed to get is because somebody took a shot at me. That I'm the African child. I'm young, I'm fresh, my mind is open to be transformed and to be changed. And I did. Even when I went to teaching, it was some man who took a chance in me to say, okay, you are here, you are a product in Okelemba, come. Many principals took a chance at me, went to the interviews with my hair, my bad English, but I loved economics and history. And they say, come. All these people took a chance in me. They didn't go outside Africa to look for people who can do things. Because they know the solutions are within here. When Eagle FM was started, this man called me that we have this product and we think you can be value. Because there is something. No radio experience. Never been behind the mic. Older. 4 o'clock. This dude picked me up. We came to do this. So the solution for Africa cannot be wished and prayed upon by leaders. No, they need to call on Namibians. Call on the young people that you have to come and do what needs to be done. Why are you always running and wishing? Why are you young people always crying and wishing with your education, with our education? Why is our mothers and our fathers just crying of what? Why are you not investing in the right things? Now we know that our economy is so bad. You as a parent then, why are you not investing in your kid to go study what your economy needs? All of us are at fault. All of us. The young people are educated with bad education. The parents are still in the past. They cannot guide their kids. Their leaders do not believe in the African solutions. So we are a mess. So we are praying and wishing that things change. We are praying and wishing that things change. It's unfortunate at this stage of economic emancipation, as a word, as a sentence, as a phrase, we are not looking within for economic emancipation. window case, what the problem? I'm not seeing any water conference. Calling on all those who are good at water. Underground and whatever. Come together and find a solution. No, we are just limiting. We will not allow you. We will not allow you. What is happening with our water? Who is providing solution? What are we doing about it? Windhoek. Windhoek leadership. Did you call the young people? Did you call the expert in the private sector? Are you talking to them? Did you invite the DBN? Did you invite Agribank? Did you invite the asset manager that, colleagues, we need the capital. We need to come together and solve problems, man. I will hear now that the Windhoek City have gone to France to get another loan for water. Why? Man, DBN is there. The asset managers are there. The Namibian Stock Exchange is there. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange is there. We need to learn to find a solution among ourselves. Talk to me. Talk to your brothers. Talk to your sisters. Let us come at the table and say, now that we are here, which direction can we go? And I want us to move. I don't want us to be stuck here. I want us to move. That it should be the engagement. To those that are in parliament, you are crying about the red line. Now that you are here, what can you do about the red line? Be thingers for heaven's sake. And if you are not a thinging person, then be the one to create the table of thingers so they can give you solutions. Now I just have people, the red line should go. Nah, man, it's embarrassing. Say, what can we do to remove it? Because the risk is real. The FMD is real. Everything is real. So we need to be thinkers, not noisemakers. Now you have people in parliament that are demanding the same removal instead of creating laws and policies that can cushion the risk and enable prosperity. These are the same people who cannot even command a prison in the north to buy meat and eggs in the north, and they want the red line removed. It's embarrassing. And that's why I'm saying we need to come to an understanding that economic problems need economic solutions, need policy solutions and thinking an innovative approach to them, not the shouting and screaming and wishing. I'm sorry, colleagues. To my leaders, I can tell you this. You guys can keep writing speeches and wishing and wishing. Slow down. Just stop. Sit down. And they say, now that we are here, no water in Windhoek. Electricity is going to keep expensive. The red line needs a solution. What can we do? Angola needs us to invest in Lobito. Iran needs to partner up with us to build a refinery. What can we do now that we are here? Let us think. Let us look within ourselves for these type of solutions. My beautiful people. So are you ready to engage at this level? Are you ready to be in this economic madness that look within Africa for solution? No matter from heaven is going to come. No country from anywhere is going to come to solve our inequality and our poverty level. Only ourselves. So sit down and enjoy the ride and talk to each other and engage, get mad, get angry. But don't leave the table until solutions are created. Because Namibia is yours. Whether you are Mbukushu, you are Herero, you are Nama, you are Themba. You are Damara, whoever you are. Your ethnicity is what makes you unique. And it's what makes you Namibian. So bring all the Namas and the Mafwes and the Kwanyamas and the Mandera at the table. Because their ethnicity is what makes them Namibians. Find the solutions. Bring the academic world. The academic world, they make a lot of noise. Where are their research papers researching to solve Namibian issues? Bring them and talk to them to say, how do we solve the Windhoek water crisis? How can we get our mango from Zambezi? How can the South be the source of the Namibian renewable energy? Minister of Trade, how come can, what can we do to start assembling solar in Namibia? What do you have for such a company that want to assemble solar panels in Namibia and investigate how they can come up with a better radiating whatever inverters or cells? What do you have? Let us come at the table and have a discussion. Let us talk. Because we are not talking and we're not looking within ourselves. How do you come to my village and see a problem in my village and leave without asking me? And go to Windhoek to solve it without even talking to me and consulting me? I might have something. I have some solutions. I'm just decapitated in terms of capital and technology. So how can you, my government and my ministry, can enable me to come up with the technology? How come you, DBN, my bank, Bank Windhoek, my bank, Letsego, my bank, how come can you assist me to make this possible? Let us sit and have a conversation. No more wishing, no more complaining, no more nagging. Now that we are here at this economic juncture of low value addition, no diversification, high unemployment and youth suffering and the public facing drought and hunger and everything. Now that we are here, don't go anywhere unless you are going to other African country. Let us talk to each other first. The solutions are within ourselves. Let us start with ourselves as a country. Let us start with our universities and our vocational training center. What do they have? They might have solutions for us. Why don't we start with them? Before we go to Europe for solutions, before we pray and give long speeches and quote people we do not know, can we quote ourselves? Nangili Nasima said this, Mandume said this, Hendrik said this. Can we use that to transform our own economy with our own solutions? We need to talk to each other. The solution needed to be Namibian tailored. And if we can't, let's go to Botswana, let's go to Angola, let's go to Zambia, let's go to Zimbabwe. How many of Namibian leaders have you been in Zimbabwe for solutions? How many of you ministries have gone to Botswana for solutions? But you have traveled to Europe how many times for solutions, but you haven't gone to other Africans for solutions? We need to slow down. We need to stop hoping and wishing that the solution will come from somewhere. No. If that solution is going to be inclusive, it needs to include me and you. So the public and young people and the policymaker need to change how they think, how they rationalize about economic building. The policymakers and the leaders needed to look within Africa, within Namibia for solutions. They need to stop running and going somewhere and wishing. They need to stop giving long speeches about what needs to be done and do it. You have the power to change the policies, make them happen. Once you create that environment, then command us, young people. We will run and we will find the solution. And with that, colleagues, that was my hypothesis. That was my suggestion. Thank you for the platform, for those who allow me always this hour to do this. This is your platform, entrepreneurs, to come and advertise your business. But when you are not coming, I use it to give lectures, my ideas and thoughts about economic building. I know they are not entirely 100% scientific, correct, and all that. The main aim is to have a conversation that will lead to a change of a mindset among Namibian people. So we build an economy that is tailor-made for us, by us, with our solutions and innovations. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for downloading the app. Thank you for listening via the website and for tuning in.
It was the business and economic segment with Kanjengo Kamekulu Nkwanyo Kala Manguluka. And we continue engaging each other so that we create solutions, so that we produce leaders and innovators who can build the economy that we wish we can have. No more wishing and no more praying without effort. And please, the solutions are within ourselves. Let us engage and invite each other at the table and make deliberate efforts to change what needs to be changed. And with that, have a very good night.